Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, JoeMessina.com. That's the easiest way. JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on up there. A lot for you to get involved with. Again, Dems are at it again. I mean, seriously. Won't talk about mental health. I mean, I'll get into this more in a little bit. You know, they won't talk about the real issues behind these young men, you know, shooting up these schools, why they're not girls, why they're men, right? And the bottom line with this, they don't even tell you the real numbers. Now, the Biden says again, the Second Amendment, he keeps saying this, is not absolute. And he wants to reinstate the assault weapon ban. Again, I don't trust these people. Right? I don't trust these people at all. What do they mean by that? You know, these red flag laws that they talk about. Again, I say to you, what do they mean by that? What are they going to put in place? Who's going to oversee this thing? Right now, they're talking about pulling the... check this out. They're talking about pulling the judges, the immigration judges from the southern border. And you're going to put all this in the hands of the Border Patrol people to decide who gets to stay, who doesn't. And frankly, the way they've laid it out, they'll just let them all stay. You won't need a real reason to stay in the country. It's asinine is what it is. The House Democrats declared that gun control will happen even if it means abolishing filibuster or expanding the Supreme Court. Wow. They can't get their way. Right? They can't do it normally. They can't get their way. Representative Jones said Thursday Democrats will abolish the Senate filibuster, pack the Supreme Court in order to pass more restrictions on guns. So listen. That means that they don't believe that the current Supreme Court or Supreme Courts before it that upheld the Second Amendment, that means they don't want justices to uphold the amendments. Or the Constitution, for that matter. They want justices to think like they do. It never stops with these people. And it's right there in your face. They're showing you how much disdain they have for the Constitution. They're showing you how much disdain they have for law-abiding citizens. Right? Now, Jones is a Democrat out of New York, made the comment to the House Judiciary Committee markup on a package called, of course, what else would you call it? What would you call it? Come on. Yeah, Protecting Our Kids Act. The emergency committee meeting was called by Chairman Jerry Nadler. Well, yeah, there's a peach. In response to the mass shootings in Texas, Buffalo, New York, over the last few weeks. Enough of you telling us that school shootings are a fact of life. Yeah, nobody's ever said that. Okay? When other countries like ours have virtually ended it. Eh, not true. Other countries like ours, right. Enough of you blaming mental illness and then defunding mental health care in this country. Not true. That's a lie. They're talking about regular medical care, yes. Okay? And just because if we're defunding something that's needed and it's a mental illness issue, they have control. Fix it. They have had control. Fix it. You will not stop us from advancing Protecting Our Kids Act today, he added. If the filibuster obstructs us, we will abolish it. If the Supreme Court objects, we will expand it. See this? You see? If we can't get what we want, we will keep playing games till we get what we want. And we will not rest until we can take weapons of war out of circulation in our communities with each and every day. Yeah. There are guns. You know, they keep harping on these ARs, AKs, A-whatevers. Their guns are much more powerful, much faster. Right? No, really. Now, we know where we want to go. He just said it, Jordan said. Or we know where they want to go. End the filibuster, expand the court, forget the Constitution. Now. It's just amazing, isn't it? The House is expected to vote on Protecting Our Kids Act next week. It would raise the age to purchase semi-automatic rifle to 21, tighten the regulations on ghost guns, and ban new large-capacity magazines, among several other things. The chamber is also expected to address red flag laws. Those are the ones that you need to be the most scared of. Because you don't know who controls those. You don't know who's going to make the decisions. And what are they going to be based on? And will there be an appeal process? Meanwhile, a group of primarily moderate senators is negotiating a more modest agreement that could make it through the Senate. The Senate has a 60-vote filibuster that gives the GOP minority far more say in the House than the House. Democrats blame guns. They criticize the NRA. They call Republicans names. But let's be honest. They've told us what they want to do. They want to abolish the Second Amendment for all intents and purposes. The real beef is with the Second Amendment. Their goal is plain and simple, is to get rid of it. Joe Biden wants to ban 9mm handguns. They're out of control. Be back in a few minutes. Show me to your host. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. And, you know, some of you are like, all right, we got it. Yeah, you may get it, or you may got it. A lot of other people that don't got it yet. And we need more people to get it. We need more people running for school boards, more people running for water boards, city council and such, if you truly want to take it back. If you just want to sit on the couch with your tablet on your lap, your laptop on your lap, and be a Facebook keyboard warrior, good luck to you, because you ain't helping anybody. You really got to get involved. You really got to get engaged. You got to be like Zoe. Alfonso and Rachel joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me, and You know, so you know, what, I mean, you're the host of the Anti-Fighting Duty Bible Study, the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, co-host of Soul Food Radio, and full-time musician. You know, guys, I keep saying this all the time. If you want to support the cause, whatever that cause is to you, the conservative cause, the Christian conservative cause, or whatever, why are you buying music from Beyonce or any of those people? They don't agree with anything you believe in. You're buying albums, you're totally against abortion, you're totally against Planned Parenthood, and yet you're buying albums from somebody who's given, you know, millions of dollars to those organizations. So what's that all about?
I tell you what, man, it's not even so much, or if they're not buying it, a lot of times you see these outlets talking about them, the latest thing that, you know, this artist did, or these debauchers. It's like, hey, you know, maybe stop giving them so much attention, even if it's negative attention, and promote something against it. You know, like, you know, artists who are, you know, trying to do music, you know, that has a more redeeming message and whatnot, you know. Give them some love rather than showing so much disdain for what these people, because that's what they're going to do. They're going to make detestable stuff. I might as well support some stuff that's not detestable.
Agreed. You know, yeah. But that means, now listen, let's be nice here, because that means that they're going to have to engage and get involved and actually listen to what their kids are listening to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, check it out. You know, and like he says, get involved, get on that waterboard. That doesn't sound politically correct, but it's like, get on that waterboard. It's like, oh no.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I don't know. That could work. I don't know.
They're going to drown me.
Oh, God. So I thought this was interesting at the shooting that happened. And then a sheriff in Florida had to arrest a 10-year-old boy for threatening mass shootings at his school. This is after 19 kids were killed. The sheriff was talking, or he was doing an interview and he was talking. And one of the things he said is, look, part of the problem today is that parents are afraid to parent. They're afraid to discipline their kids because what will happen is somebody will report them, some lunatic on the left will report them, and Child Protective Services will come in, take the kid away the whole nine yards, and here you are disciplining your child because, I don't know, they were playing with guns where they shouldn't have. They broke into the safe. They did whatever. So, I mean, think about that. Disciplining your children, parents are afraid to do so now. Because they're afraid of the government. Are we supposed to be afraid of the government?
Well, okay. Don't let me forget that this thing about being afraid of the government or vice versa. But, you know, the whole thing about taking the rod, you know, away from the parent, you know, you're supposed to, you know, if you spare the rod, your child is going to get spoiled. You know, don't look both ways before you cross the street. Chances are you're going to get hit by a car. And so, you know, You've got it to where, they've made it to where parents are afraid to discipline again. It's weird, though, because the left aren't afraid to kill kids, but they're afraid of it's like they're
no,
afraid
no, 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 don't leave the word out. Kill innocent kids, but go ahead.
Yeah, kill innocent kids. It's like, but I guess it's easier for them to go ahead and kill them before, I guess, they become a problem. So
There you go. I didn't think of that. You're right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like they profile them. You know, which I thought was also supposed to be taboo because, you know, well, this kid's going to be born poor and brought up in a bad neighborhood and we got to stop them before they become a nuisance or a burden on society. So let's kill them first. Not discipline them. Discipline, oh, you can't discipline them. No, they can't do that. You can't tell them right or wrong. You just have to kill them.
I'm amazed at all of this. And then now people are up in arms because that sheriff in Florida, he has a zero tolerance policy. Hmm. So what he did was, I don't know if you heard about this, but he arrested that 10-year-old kid, and now it looks like they're going to keep the kid in jail or in custody, if you would, for 2 weeks. Now, I think he's doing it to scare the crud out of the kid. I hope that's the reason. I hope it's not some bureaucratic garbage. But I hope they're doing it to teach that kid a lesson. Let him put an orange suit on. Let him eat with all those other people, whatever it takes to get him to understand what he did. It's not a joke. It's not funny. The kid thought it was funny.
Well, you know? The whole scared straight tactic, you know, I think, you know, this may be an issue of some accountability on the parents. You know, you're going to put the kid in jail. it may be kind of criminal that this kid is going down this road, you know, with parents that are afraid to discipline him, parents that are being made to be afraid to discipline. I remember when I was a kid got out of line, the parent would show up. I saw a kid get his butt whooped in class. Parents showed up and says, "You're going to act right in class," and whoop that behind in class. He wasn't a problem no more. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, a lot of kids, sometimes they feel like the only attention that they do get from their parents is when their parents are mad and when they're going to beat them. We're not saying that. You got to give your kid a balanced, you know, plate of attention, healthy, positive reinforcement and all that sort of stuff. And when they mess up, you give them that discipline. And you got to bust out with the belt. But sometimes that's all the attention that, you know, you got these single moms taking out their issues that their deadbeat dad, they ain't got no husbands, you know, so they trying to play both the mommy and the daddy and stuff like that. And they take out their resentment on their kids. You got a lot of that, man. Lots of that. So, you know, but it comes down to a point, say, hey, you know, you, man, you sorry excuse for man, you're supposed to be a husband, and you, woman, let the man love you and bring out the best in him instead of bringing out the worst in him.
What do you mean, wait a minute, she's supposed to allow him to be a man? Is that what you're, I mean, you're pushing it. Yeah.
Okay. That's pushing it. I hear you, man. That's
you know, I was going that direction. Well, listen, the lunatics this weekend, I don't, did you hear anything about Top Gun?
Yeah, right? I'm seeing that a lot.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from some of my friends, some of our friends, you know, conservative friends that went, you know, they're talking about how, you know, Top Gun had no PC in it. It didn't allow for snowflakes. It held the younger pilots responsible for what they were doing or not doing. And the left is going out of their mind. Vanity Fair is having a freak attack over the fact that, you know, there was no gentler, kindler Air Force. Hey, the planes carry bombs, not people. You know what I'm saying? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Moments ago, President Joe Biden delivered an address to the nation about the latest wave of mass shootings, attempting to increase pressure on Congress to pass stricter gun limits.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And if we can't ban assault weapons, then we should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21.
The speech follows last week's shooting by an 18-year-old gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and another shooting on Wednesday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where a gunman shot and killed four people and himself at a medical office. The White House says that COVID-19 vaccinations for children under five could begin as soon as June 21st. That's if the Food and Drug Administration authorizes the shots. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
I love breath. Come and see your host. Be back in a few. Yeah, be back. We're already back. We came back in a few minutes, like I said. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really that simple, and we bring them back in. Alfonso Rachel joins me, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe. Always a pleasure to have him with us as well. And, you know, Zoe, we were talking in the last segment, you know, about some of the things that are going on, you know, these school shootings or what have you. And it's funny how they want to blame them on guns. They don't want to blame it on any mental health issues. They don't want to blame it on any other outside issues. You know, I was talking to a psychologist earlier today. And we were talking about, you know, what these kids go through, what the boys go through. Think about it. They have feminized these boys. They don't allow them to go out and pummel each other in a parking lot, which is what boys do from time to time. You know, in the playground. I'm sorry, not a parking lot. And then they go... They go to the cafeteria together. They go to class together. They get over it. Instead, they want these kids to have this pent-up anger. You have kids with a lot of energy that you want to give them, you know, pills to take care of. You got kids that are depressed. You want to give them pills to take care of. And then you want to blame it on the gun.
Yeah.
They're out of control. Yeah.
Exactly right, man. Like, you know, from the school system to media, entertainment, you name it, you got people constantly told that they're a victim, you know, that you need to seek justice and you're entitled and you're empowered for being a victim. And when you just keep, you got a society that just keeps pushing that, but particularly a left leaning society just keeps pressing that somebody's a victim. Your teachers are doing it too. Yeah. At some point, all they got to do is just sit back and watch because somebody's going to snap, you know, and this even happens when they're kids, you know, if they're getting bullied on social media. And, you know, it's not something that we have to do where you have to just throw your kids into a classroom full of kids, you know, or a school setting, and that's the only way they learn how to be social. Because basically you got boys trying to learn how to be men from other boys who don't really have a father figure that teaches them how to be. How to grow up and to be and lay the foundation, because they don't know, they don't have an example of husbandry. They have none, you know. So, you know, you throw them in a setting, that's a setting for disaster. So we're letting the godless teach our kids and work and conduct an orchestration to raise them up in godlessness. And so, yeah, this is what we're going to get.
Well, you know, what's really, really, really funny about all of this, too, is, you know, what you were talking about a second ago, when you talk about, you know, raising these kids up, and you talk about some of the things that we're teaching them and we're putting out in front of them, and we wonder why they turn out the way they turn out.
Mm.
And, you know, you got the left constantly screaming about how violent little boys are. Well, they're not really violent. They have all that pent-up anger because you don't allow them that time to blow it off, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah. And again, when you go against God's word, when you go against the basics, just the basics of God's word, you're confusing these kids. You're telling them there's no value to life, so you can kill it from all the way from conception through, I don't know, in some states, 28 days after it's born. Mm-hmm. There's no boy or girl. There's no right or wrong. There's no absolute. And then you wonder why they go off the deep end.
Yeah, yeah, and it's so contradictory with them. They believe in no absolutes, but they make absolute moves, and their worldview is more absolute. You know, it's just hypocritically absolute. I mean, like, for instance, I believe in absolutes. I do believe in absolute truth, but I don't sit there and try to say that I don't. Whereas they do. They claim to not believe in absolutes, but they have a very absolute worldview.
And look at the pictures that they're painting. Let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, in California now, they just passed a law where they've taken away a provision that makes it mandatory that schools report violence or a threat of violence by students on a school campus and or teachers. So in case you misunderstood, if you have a child that has threatened to shoot up the school, shoot a teacher, beat a teacher, you are not required to report that. Okay? The reason behind it, though, isn't because we don't want to make kids feel bad. The reason behind this is asinine. So the sponsor of the bill, California State Senator Stephen Bradford, told the local news source that our existing system has led to alarming disparities in the type of students, who are most likely to suffer these harms. Black students, Latinx, students of color, and students with disabilities are disappropriately referred to law enforcement, cited, and arrested.
Mm. Are they afraid that Karen's going to make a phone call? That dispatch is going to get flooded with a bunch of phone calls from Karen. There's a black kid.
Kid shows up on campus with a gun, a fake gun, or whatever, threatens to shoot up the schoolroom, and nobody has to call the police or anybody else for help for the kid.
Hey, well, Joe, there's no surprise. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not making light of this, but it's no surprise that they would even say something like that. Oh, yes, just keep that to yourself. Because everything that they're doing with our kids, you know, it's like it's teaching them to keep it to themselves. It's like, look, if you want to have an abortion, you just go ahead and keep that to yourself. If you want to start transitioning or whichever, you go ahead and keep that to yourself. But at the same time, they want them to be very public about it, too. If we're going to give your kid the COVID shot. Just keep that to yourself, you know. So it's you know, when these kids are in danger, they don't want them to say anything about it. But at the same time, the very thing that also puts them in a lot of danger, they want them to be very public about it. It's like, dude, you want them to go public with that and say that, oh, I'm trans. Okay, well, let's get them hooked on puberty blockers and get them set up to mutilate themselves. It's just weird. You know, they're weird people.
Dude, I tell you, I've got, for all intents and purposes, I've got. A transgender, one of the first transgender guys that did an interview, and I grabbed the information from the interview, and he's telling them, stop doing this to kids, stop talking kids or working with young kids to make the transition. It's not right. This guy's a transgender guy.
Yeah,
you know, and it ain't like he doesn't want more people in the community. He's just saying when it comes to the young, when an adult makes a decision to do something like this, they're an adult, it's up to them, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, so be it. Right?
I think you might be referring to, what's his name, Buck Angel? Is that the woman you're talking about? It might, because I know that there's an activist out there, and she's a transgender, and she goes by Buck Angel, and looks like a grandfather, right? And, but see, this is the thing, and see, this is the devil working in his subtleties. It's just like the Al-Quran. The Al-Quran will tell you some credible things, you know, things that are reflective of the Bible. And then once it gains your trust, it makes itself look like it's credible. That's when it lies. And this person right here is basically, you know, and I'm not trying to, you know, beat on, you know, the you know, the ideals of this woman or the, you know, or anything like that. Yes, actually, yes, I am. Not the woman herself. But, you know, she's trying to make like she's one of the more fair-minded transgender people. And it's like, no, you're telling me that you're saying that people can be responsible about this. It's like, no, you can't. The very fact that you started going through transgenderism is already an act of irresponsibility. You can't be responsible with this. Where did you think it was going to go? All right. But no, they should be transgender like you and just, you know, I'm responsible and I have discipline and control over my transgender. No, if you're transgender, you totally lost control. You totally lost sight of what you are. So,
well, I think now that woman or that person, I'm not aware of yet. I want to see some of her stuff or his stuff or whatever. But the person I'm talking about, no, he looks like an old biker at this point. Is that the one?
I think so. It's probably Buck Angel. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking
Buck
about.
Buck Angel. I don't. Yeah. Whatever. You know, I got it. But I'm going to tell you something. When I talk to parents or see some of the comments made, some people have gone, because they don't rely on God anymore, right? So here's a person who's gone through it and saying, don't put your kids through it. It's causing some of them to think twice, you know, about what they're doing and stop what they're doing. Many of these people have been told that the hormone blockers can be reversed. Now, you can't reverse it. If you reverse it, no matter where it is in the process, you've taken months, maybe years, away from where your body was supposed to be doing in the younger years of, you know, building bone density and all of that. And they're seeing issues with people later on in life with, you know, more brittle bones and such.
Yeah, and it's sad, man, when you see some of these parents that are they're grooming their kids for this just as they're barely able to walk. They're just, my kid's transgender. My kid, it's like they gave birth to a boy, but no, he's a girl. Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah. And the kid can't even talk, really. So I'm your host. Always a pleasure. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROPE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. So the way, it's really the only way you become, you get the information you need, then you can help. You're not a problem. You're not in the way. You're not a hindrance, if you would. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're with me. I just got to bring him on. Got to have some fun with him. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Zoe is the host of the, the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, excellent musician, not magician, although if he's like me with money, you can call him a magician, and co-host of SoulFoodRadio.net. You can find us at SoulFoodRadio.net. Zoe?
Yo?
I think God's having some fun with us, man. And I say that because in honor of Pride Month, woman says that she's sexually attracted to jetliners, and she is serious. 23-year-old woman who identifies as a objectum sexual, She wants to see if it's possible to marry her toy, 737, because she enjoys his company so much, if you get my drift. The
definitely serving peanuts with this flight.
Oh, God, she is. No, this flight's full of nuts. She is 23 years old. She's from England, and just interesting to listen to the interview with her. And it's not a giggle. If you look at her face during the interview, she is very serious about this. And I said to you during the break, I said, this is the stuff where I say, why do we let these people roam the streets? From a standpoint of people around her know she's got issues. I guess it's more than this. So why not find a way? I don't want to lock her up for life. I don't even want to lock her up for 10 minutes, really. Why not try to get her some help?
Yeah, man. Yeah, the Lord's peace and truth to her, man, and she needs to be told about that. And, I guess she's one in pansexuals or something like that, or is that...
I can't keep up with those terms. You write it down and get back to me. Let me know.
Objectum sexual? That sounds too much like something. Never mind. Objectum.
Object sexual, and remember we're on during family hours.
Yes, I object. And it's like, definitely of these people that I guess are turned on by objects or anything like that, you see, it's like, hey, keep her away from the grocery store. Yo, hey, you get away from that potato. Get away from that potato. Oh, anyway, yes, these people, it used to be, I guess they would say that they need therapy, but you're the one who needs therapy if you think that there's something wrong with her. It's like, no, these people are the ones who are really enlightened and really woke, and we're the ones who need to be put in a straitjacket for calling it out. Yeah. For believing in our sky god. It's like, yeah, you're the crazy one. You believe in this Jesus.
Right?
Yeah, you believe in this zombie.
And I love it when I do those stories. I got one group, ecosexuals. They come out every year, and they're in love with Mother Nature, and they have sex with Mother Nature, which I would imagine could be problematic in some cases. I don't want to get too graphic here, but and you think about it, you go, and what do? We laugh at them. We applaud them for being so different, so unique, so themselves. Yeah, right. Stay away from my kids.
Stay away from my kids and get off my lawn. Yes,
I'm there. I'm there with right. So, by the way, as a closing comment, she calls the airplane her boyfriend. Actually, she refers to it as her boyfriend. She calls her jetliner Dick One, and says that she's very much in love with him.
Yeah, This is my Boeing friend, and I certainly love to read his tail number. Yes.
Oh God.
Cabin pressure is just is yeah, I think she needs to be locked up in that room for a little bit maybe she needs to sit on that high pressure toilet and let that thing suck her head out of.
I like that idea. I think it's a great idea.
Exactly. Have it suck her head out of, from her derriere and put it back on her shoulder,
Oh my God.
Yeah. She's
this stuff just constantly gets worse.
She's all my high club.
Oh my God, can't get any worse. Okay, now you got this, you got the ecosexuals, you sit there going, my God, when does this stop? When are they going to stop this craziness? And you realize, they're not.
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh man, it's going to take the Lord. Maranatha. It's like, that's the thing that I've got my hope and my faith in. Because here's the thing. People say, well, why are you waiting for this Jesus to come back? See, here's the thing. If people would set their mind on the Lord, and he's going to come back in his good time, and the sooner the better. But the things, if we actually thought that way, man, we would be a much better place anyway. You know what I'm saying? I want my mind conformed to the sanity of that guy so we can flip and get along and do what's right. And love our neighbors as we would ourselves.
Well, listen, you have dodged the bullet, my friend. I got to tell you. According to Bible study leader Beth Moore, she rips conservative Christians for their belief systems and how they twist scripture to have it meet what she believes. Notice I'll say it this way. What she believes to be truth. That's number one. To go along with that story, which I find quite amusing, is the AP just came out with a story and said the real problem today You ready for this one? Is white Christian nationalism. That's the greatest threat to this country right now. So since you're like, you know, a black Christian, you're good.
Huh. Yeah. Aren't I supposed to get a pass?
Not very inclusive, is it?
Yeah. And you know what? You know, and speaking of, man, okay, nuts. She's nuts. Let me go ahead, since it's Pride Month, let me just go ahead and get in the cockpit of my F-gay teen, honey, and let me just go ahead and rocket this thing off and fire a few missiles at that crazy argument. If she's going to be talking about, like, a twisted scripture, no. What she's experiencing is us untwisting scripture. And the devil likes to read scripture, too. He's been trying to twist up the word of God since the beginning. It's interesting how they do call him a serpent. A serpent does tend to twist around and coil around things. So, and she is in the grip of that, and she is a minion of that. She's like the devil masquerading as an angel of light, trying to be some sort of ambassador for the kingdom, which she is not. And so, you know, this right here, where she's trying to say that we're twisting scripture and trying to, like, you know, play the race card with it and all that sort of stuff. Nah, man, let me go ahead and throw some holy water on that lying slug and watch it fizzle and bubble.
Now,
rebuke you, Satan.
These are rapid fire stories, one behind the other. You know, again, attacking foundational family values, right? You got one story. And now a major newspaper slams Christians for turning to faith after the shooting and not action. Okay? And truly making fun of us for praying to God and ask God for guidance and safety and all that other stuff. And then on the heels of that one, right, you have the Bible study leader, Beth Moore, ripping on conservative Christians. You know, and on top of that, the next one, the one we were talking about, which is where the AP warns of the rise of in white Christian nationalism. What do you think they're trying to set up, so?
Okay, any idea of white Christian nationalism is already on its face just false. It's like, okay, so you're a white nationalist claiming to be a Christian. Which means your king, your high priest and king, is a Middle Eastern Jew. That doesn't work for white nationalism. There's like this idea that Christianity is the religion of the white man is just patently false. It's like the Lord died for all of our sins, you know, and yeah, like I said, and it's interesting because the Lord is in his birth is kind of like born on the convergence of where everything meets, you know, Asiatic. You know, North African, you know, European. It's just kind of like it's kind of just where he is, you know. And, but in his ancestry, nothing in his genealogy suggests European ancestry. But just where he was born just kind of meets like right in the center there where he's just representing everybody.
What are you talking about? Don't you watch the same movies I watch? He's like 6'8", long flowing blonde hair, English accent, or, beautiful sandals, by the way. Not well worn.
Sounds like
the war. I mean, seriously, and to prove what a society we are, we bought into it.
Yeah.
Well, not we, but the, you know, the collective we have bought into it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It shouldn't amaze me, but it does. But I think I've been screaming about the war on Christians, and not that I want a boo-hoo moment. I want Christians to step up and finally stop jerking around. Yeah. But there is a war on Christians. They see they can get away with it,
mm-hmm.
and they're continuing on with it. And I just think it's, I really do think it's interesting how they're calling us. There was an article I did the other day about how they were calling us, you know, homophobic and hateful because we weren't in for the, you know, the homosexual experience. I wonder if they would do the same thing in the Islamic world.
Mm.
You only got like 10 seconds.
No,
actually, you don't got any seconds. So tell people how to find you.
Thanks. I'm at BrawlingSurfingMedia.com, Zoloft, Zopium Den, Sledge X, Soul Food Radio. Yeah.
The Soul Food Radio. Yeah. Joe Mazzini, your host. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. You got me. And boy, am I going to unload. Be back in a little bit.